The European Commission launched legal proceedings against Germany's Constitutional Court to assert the primacy of European Union law. The case relates to the German court's ruling last year that the European Central Bank's bond-buying programme contravenes the German constitution. That ruling contradicted a decision by the European Court of Justice, the EU's highest court, which found that the programme complies with EU law. Jihadists killed more than 138 people in an attack on a village in Burkina Faso, the deadliest incident since the start of an insurgency in 2015. Assimi Goïta, an army officer in Mali, who has led two coups in less than a year, was sworn in as the president of a transitional government. His power grab has prompted the African Union to suspend Mali. France has halted joint military operations against jihadists in protest. Israel's outgoing government approved a march by Israeli nationalists through Jerusalem's Old City. Hamas, the militant Palestinian group that runs Gaza, warned that the march due to take place on June 15th could trigger a new round of violence. Iran held a presidential debate in which Mohsen Mehralizadeh, a former provincial governor, pointed out the obvious. The regime has rigged the ballot in order to ensure that Ebrahim Raisi, the head of Iran's judiciary and a staunch hardliner, wins the election on June 18th. Mongolia's presidential election was won by Ukna Kurelsuk, who resigned as prime minister in January amid street protests about the country's health service. Mr. Kurelsuk is from the ruling Mongolian People's Party. He won 68% of the vote, the most for any presidential candidate since the start of democratic elections in 1990. A new species of dinosaur excavated in 2007 in Australia has been identified by paleontologists as among the largest ever. Australotitan cooperensis, a plant-eating beast, would have been 6.5 metres tall and 30 metres long.
Coronavirus briefs.
The number of new cases and deaths are steadily falling, according to the World Health Organization, with marked declines in Europe and Southeast Asia, but infections in Africa are rising. UNICEF stepped up its campaign ahead of the G7 meeting to persuade rich countries to donate more vaccines to poor ones. Joe Biden was ready to donate 500 million doses of the Pfizer jab. In England, 80% of adults were estimated to have antibodies against COVID-19, either through vaccination or having had the disease. For our latest coverage of the virus, please visit economist.com/coronavirus or download the Economist app.